To silence your mobile devices, please. Thank you. Good morning, Commissioner Gilman. Are you ready to go, sir?
I am 100% ready to go. Nice to chat with you.
All right. Brian?
Good morning. I'm ready to go.
Morning. All right. Austin?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Jim?
Go.
All right. Clay?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Today is December 17th, 2024. It is 10:01 a.m. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. On to item number two is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number three, which is a Pledge of Allegiance. You can all join me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, on to item number four. This is public comment. Public comment will be welcomed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments are limited to matters not on today's agenda. Public comment will also be welcomed during each item upon which action will be taken. These comments must be limited to the agenda item on the agenda. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual with discretion of the board chair. With that said, is there any public comment today about items that are not on today's agenda? Not seeing any, we're going to move right along to item number five, which is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for December 17th, 2024. County Manager, are there any changes to the agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we'd like to ask on behalf of the Fire Chief that we continue item number 12 to the January 7th County Commission meeting. By doing that, of course, respective items 11 and 13, which are tied to convening as a fire district and then also then back out of a fire district would be eliminated. So just simply move 11, 12, and 13 to January 7th County Commission meeting here at the courthouse.
Noted. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about today's agenda?
No comments nor questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I'm good, thanks.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda with the noted continuation.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the November 5th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes for the November 5th meeting as presented.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number seven. Discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the November 13th, 2024 special meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes of the of our November 13th, 2024 special meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number eight, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the November 19th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions, comments?
Thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I'm good, thank you.
How about public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I move to approve the minutes of our November 19th, 2024 meeting as presented.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number nine. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the December 3rd, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I'm good. Thanks.
How about public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepare to make a motion?
I move to approve the minutes from our December 3rd, 2024 regular meeting as presented.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 10 is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
I do not, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Any public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 14, this discussion only, no action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. I'm going to kick things off at the Sheriff's Office.
Commissioners, good morning. Sheriff Cullen for the record. Just a couple of things. This year, or this next year, the Sheriff's Office will be doing its first Citizens Academy. I've mentioned that in past meetings. The Citizens Academy will start March 5th. It'll run through April 9th. It'll be every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the evenings. And folks are welcome to apply through the Sheriff's Office with applications. This will be held down in Lockwood. You can pick up an application at the substation or get a hold of Sergeant Beaumont on email and she will get you an application. So we have that starting up. Right after the Lockwood Citizens Academy, we will have another one starting here in Virginia City for the folks up here on April 23rd through May 28th. It'll run on again on Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also down in Lockwood on the 22nd, we'll be doing the Parade of Lights for the folks that live down there. And that's a fun event. If anybody wants to attend, we'll be down there. It starts about 5 o'clock in the evening. And we drive around Lockwood singing Christmas carols and having a good time. The last thing is I would just ask folks to check out the Sheriff's app again. We put some updated information there regarding the recent mountain lion sightings and what you should and shouldn't do. Or you can always call the Sheriff's Office if you have specific questions regarding those types of things. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions for me.
Appreciate the update, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for the Sheriff?
No questions. Thank you, Sheriff.
Vice Chairman?
Good, thanks.
All right. Appreciate the update.
Thanks.
Moving right along to the Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just a couple of quick updates. I just want to remind everyone we still have plenty of ash cans in support of our ash can program and education, public education incentive. So please come down to the fire station and pick those up. Along with smoke detectors, we still have plenty of those. And the last thing is now with the recent weather events, we'll be heavily promoting our Adopt a Hydrant program again. So business owners, homeowners, anyone who has a fire hydrant in front of your location, we encourage you just to kind of pitch in if you can. Help clear them out. We do go through and clear them out on our own too, but any little bit helps. Thank you, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
All right, thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, anything for the Chief?
No questions, thank you, Chief.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Moving right along to Public Works.
Nothing new to report at this time.
All right, thank you, Jason. How about Operations and Projects Coordinator?
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. A couple of small updates for the board. Lockwood Senior Center, last big slab pour is today. It's for the maintenance yard on the north side. Right after this, we're going to have our first lift of grout pour in the CMU walls at the 5'4" level. There's some question as to how fast we can move on getting the block up to the 10'8" level to do the second grout pour. The issue is that many of the batch plants shut down over the Christmas break to clean out their plants. If we miss this window, we may take a small hit on the schedule, but we'll try to recapture that during steel fab. Item two is the fairgrounds. Fairgrounds improvement project went out to bid a couple weeks ago. Bid date has been set as January 6. We may have some decisions to make with respect to the electrical equipment scoping due to the switchgear lead time. We may look at making that a separate scope for some reasons I'd be happy to go into if the board's interested. And I'll be discussing these options with staff over the next couple weeks. Looks like we currently have around 7 or 8 prime contractor plan holders, so that's looking pretty good at that point. All of the projects are proceeding apace, and with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments for Mike?
I have no questions. Thanks, Mike.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate it again. Moving right along to the business development.
Sarah Starts for the record. So I just want to let everyone know that Story County is sponsoring the Silver State Grant Conference, and this is going to take place on February 13th and 14th at the Peppermill Hotel in Reno. This is an annual statewide event that brings together grant professionals from local, county, and state organizations to advance the grants profession within Nevada. And then additionally, I'm pleased to share that the final authorization for the $10 million for that lead siphon project was included in the Water Resource Development Act bill, also known as the WERDA bill. And so this is expected to pass the Senate sometime this week, and it'll be signed into law shortly after that.
Great.
And that's all I have.
Awesome. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right. Great news. Appreciate the update. How about Planning Department?
Nothing today. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. How about our admin officer?
No updates today.
All right. Emergency management?
Good morning, Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management for the record. A couple of quick updates. Our FEMA reimbursement projects have been fast-tracked throughout the state, and they're under final review there, so we should hopefully see the reimbursement on 6 of the 7 projects here shortly. The last project is still with FEMA, and that's the Taylor Street project, and that one's a little bit more in tailing, so it'll be a little longer on that project. Our school exercises are complete. We worked in the EM office with all the school in the district on family reunification drills following disasters and emergencies. Each one of the schools performed remarkably well, and we're going to continue those drills with them and build upon those moving forward. We're working on updating the regional mass casualty incident plan with all of the quad counties. That's progressing very quickly, and we're hoping to have that in front of each of the respective county boards for approval in the next few months. And let's see, we got a new system within the EM office. It's called Intrepid. It's a communications mapping and tracking software. This is going to be used. It makes our life so much easier. After action reports typically take about 2 weeks for us to build out following any sort of exercise or incident. With this software, as we are inputting information during an incident on the back end, I can just pull down the PDF, and that is the AAR already filled out, so we can have access to after action reports immediately following an incident. It also allows us to help track our personnel in the field. Through a mapping software, we can chat, we can create incidents, we can page out people through the software. And for an entire year to open it up to other departments, it only costs the EM office under $4,000. So this is a pretty exciting software for us, and it really increases our ability to communicate and track. And then finally, all I have is some of the other departments have already mentioned winters here. We got our first taste of it. Between the public safety outages that NV Energy did and this last snowstorm, it's just a good reminder to folks to start preparing now. Make sure you have your kits in your car, be ready for power outages and those storms and road closures and things like that. And for more information on preparedness, go to the EM website on the county page or call our office, and we can get you the resources. And with that, I'll take questions.
Great. Thank you for that update, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Adam?
I do not. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Again, appreciate the update. Moving right along to the Virginia City Tourism Commission.
Good morning, Commissioners. Todd Tuttle, Director of Tourism for the record. Just a big shout out and thank you to Public Works, the Sheriff's Department, and Emergency Management for helping us put together all the things that went on for Christmas on the Comstock to make sure the parades ran smoothly, and even with the bad weather, that everything turned out pretty well. A little report on the 7th, where we had the Grinch Made Me Do It saloon crawl. That was one of the strongest turnouts for saloon crawls and the top record that we had for attendance at the Grinch made me do it saloon crawl. The parade and fireworks went on without a hitch, and we had a beautiful evening. We also added music onto C Street, which is welcomed quite openly by most of the merchants and everything that was there. I think it added to the event quite well. We had quite a number of media coverages throughout. Most of the television stations were up here to cover a number of the events that went on, and we saw the publicity that went with it. On the 14th, of course, is when the storm came in. Renovations event went on extremely well, and of course the parade went extremely well. However, the snowstorm and the wind prevented us from having the drone show, and that will be rescheduled. The Christmas on the Comstock continues with the Believe Again shopping spree until the 22nd. The decorating contest was supposed to be judged on the 14th, but because of the weather, the judges couldn't make it to all the locations, so they postponed it until last night and tonight, and we should have results tomorrow. The Nutcracker versus the Tommyknockers, the play over at Piper's Opera House, has had some great reviews and very happy with it. If you haven't had a chance to go see it, there'll be other performances on December 20th at 6 o'clock, the 21st, a matinee at 12 and 4, and on the 22nd at 12 o'clock matinee. There will also be some free Christmas shows over at Piper's Opera House this week and next. Tonight at 6 p.m. is Eric Paul and David Adler, celebrating the joy of holiday season with timeless American classics. Once again, it is free to the public. It's in conjunction with the Pioneer Theater, and we're excited for the performances to come up to Piper's. On the 19th, there will be this Retro Radio Dolls with Christmas celebration songs at 7 p.m. And on the 23rd, there will be In Tune Tales with Scott Marshall. He'll be telling the tale of how the Grinch stole Christmas and other holiday favorites. That begins at 6 p.m. Our department will be attending the American Bus Association in Philadelphia in February for the 1st through the 4th. After that, the next year, the ABA will be held here in Reno, and we expect to get quite a bit of response from the C event coming up. So that's my report.
Great. Thank you for that report, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Todd?
I do not. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Vice Chairman?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Todd.
Thank you.
Moving right along to the Comptroller's Office.
Nothing at this time, thank you.
All right. How about our Health and Community Services?
Good morning, Stacey York for the record. Just wanted to remind everybody, tomorrow's our holiday lunch. Due to the increase in people we're seeing, we're doing two seatings. One is at 11:30, one is at 12:30. And then Christmas Eve, we're gonna do a brunch instead of lunch, starting at 10 a.m. And that is it today.
All right, do you mind just recapping what time the lunches are tomorrow?
11:30 and 12:30.
Wonderful, thank you very
And it's
much.
Beef tenderloin. It has a fancy name, but I don't know how to pronounce it. So.
Sounds good. All right, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Stacey?
No questions. Thanks, Stacey.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
How about the Recorder's Office?
Nothing today, thank you.
All right. How about the IT Department?
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. A couple of updates for you here. The noon siren is confirmed broken. We had an electrician come up and evaluate it. The shunt circuit is shorted out. We're looking at replacement versus the repair cost. I'm leaning towards replacement. It's a pretty old piece of equipment triggered off of radio connections. We'd like to get that more modernized, get it plugged into the internet, reduce some of the infrastructure up in the attic, and just improve that siren. And we may be doing that at several fire stations as well. The speaking of fire stations, AT&T Fiber is now run to Station 72. I will be lighting up the community center with that fiber, wireless access, and some cameras. Got to work through some electrical problems and coordinate with Mike Northen to make sure we're not going to butt heads on improving that facility. Our new security staff, Jeremiah Huff, has been hitting the ground running. We're tightening up some policies, tightening up some network stuff, so you might see some policy changes coming on that. He's pushing pretty heavy for MFA, which is, you know, using your phone to give you that second login option. The governments and industries are going that way. I mean, people have been doing it with their banks and their credit cards for a long time now, so it's not that much of a hindrance, and it really tightens up security, so we might be pushing for that soon. SO cabling at 205, we're doing a major cleanup project and turning the old evidence room into some usable facilities for the sheriff. We'll have that scheduled for January 2nd. Be about a two-day project, slightly disruptive for sheriff and DA, but it should be quick, and once done, improve a lot of services in that building. And then finally, we finished a fiber connection for Community Chest between the Pink House and their new facility next door, which expands their network between the buildings using fiber. So if we get a lightning hit, it doesn't ruin the electrical systems of both buildings. And that's all I have today.
Great update, James. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for James?
I do not. Thank you, James.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Again, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Moving right along to Human Resources.
Nothing today.
All right. How about Community Development?
Nothing new today.
All right. Thank you, Pete. How about our Public Relations Officer?
Good morning, Julia Moreno-Fritz, the Public Relations Officer for the record. I have a couple things for the board today. First off, we're working on the final stages of a commercial for Story County set to air during the 2025 legislative session. Filming will take place in early January across Story County, including Tri-Center, Lockwood, Mark Twain, Virginia City, and the Highlands. It will focus on economic growth, housing, and community programs with a call to action to visit our website. The second thing that I wanted to chat about today is we've secured a billboard in Reno on the way to Carson near Damani Ranch exit. And I am currently working on securing a second billboard in Carson City on the southwest corner of 395 and College Parkway. These billboards will run during the legislative session, enhancing our visibility and reinforcing the positive impact of Story County on Nevada. And that's all I have for today. Thank you.
Great update, Julia. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments for Julia?
Oh, very exciting, Julia. Great, great stuff there. Thank you.
Indeed. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Hey, I just want to call you out. You know, this is a new position we've had here in Story County. You've been doing an outstanding job. So our presence on social media has been very good, and everything else that's coming along with that. So just wanted to tip my hat to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. How about the DA's office?
Good morning, Commissioner. I have no update this morning.
All right. Thank you, Brian. How about the County Manager's Office?
Thank you. Just short today, I want to thank our team for putting on a very wonderful holiday and Christmas event last week. Very well attended and got a lot of compliments from residents and other folks that were able to show up. So thank you very much.
Okay, that's it.
I have.
Fair enough. No questions, I think, on that. Commissioner Gilman for Austin?
No questions. Thanks, Austin.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No.
All right. Thank you, Austin. How about the Clerk Treasurer's Office?
Nothing today, Mr. Chair. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to you, too. Is there anybody on staff or from nonprofits that needs to give an update that I did not call on today? All right, not seeing any. Thank everybody for their updates today. We're going to get back on to our next item on the agenda, which is board comment. I'll start off with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing today. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I don't have any specific comments. Thank you.
All right. I just want to echo the sentiments of County Manager Osborne. For those that weren't able to make it to our Christmas party on Friday, it was a great event. Staff pulled together, got the place decorated. They received some costumes in the audience, which were great to see. It looked like everybody had a wonderful time, and thank you to St. Mary's for hosting. On that, I'd also like to ask for a moment of silence this week. Barbara Garrett, the mother-in-law of Bum Hess and the mother of Christy Hess, passed away. Longtime resident, lost her husband way earlier in this year, but just wanted to ask for a moment of silence for Barbara. Thank you. All right. We are a couple minutes early for our 10:30 public hearing, so I'm just going to ask for if you all just can just hang tight for a few minutes, keep the noise down if you can, and we'll fire up at 10:30 for our public hearing.